This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now, our guest is Micaiah Bilger. She writes for LifeNews.com, and we're going to be getting a pro-life update, an update on abortion in the country and some of the things going on. Micaiah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me back.
I enjoy reading your articles a lot. In fact, there's so many times I will read on the website, and then I'll look and I'll see, you know, who wrote this? Oh, it's Micaiah Bilger. Okay. I've seen, for example, there were some articles about a group of Satanists. And this isn't just, you know, once here and once there, but apparently there are a lot of Satanists around that love to kind of tweak the noses of pro-lifers, and they really kind of like to promote the pro-abortion message. Tell us about that.
Sure. That's the sect, which is called the Satanic Temple. They claim that they don't worship Satan, but you know, for those of us who, you know, Christians, they really do have a very satanic, evil agenda. And one of those agendas is abortion, abortion on demand. They think it's okay to kill an unborn child for basically any reason. And so they are really attacking pro-lifers and unborn babies in a number of ways. One is that when there are sidewalk counselors outside of abortion facilities trying to help women, offer information, sometimes these Satanists will have a counter-protest, and they'll come up in these really with these really grotesque, horrible displays, very hateful kind of displays to counter-protest the pro-lifers. Another thing that they've been doing is filing lawsuits to overturn pro-life laws. They're going on in a number of Midwestern states, Missouri specifically. I think there's a big contingent of Satanists in Missouri. And probably the most recent article that you saw was actually some good news. The Missouri Satanists lost one of these lawsuits. The lawsuit involved Missouri's informed consent requirements. Basically, in Missouri, they say, you know, before a woman has an abortion, she has to receive basic information about her unborn baby's development, about abortion risks and alternatives to abortion, just basic, you know, basic facts. And it also requires that a woman wait 72 hours after receiving that information before going through with the abortion. While the Satanists challenged this law, saying this is anti-science and against their religion and all of these things, they really attacked it. But the good news is the state Supreme Court of Missouri said, these arguments are ridiculous. This lawsuit is ridiculous, and basically threw it out last week.
You know, this is interesting. It's better to have a group like this file these kinds of lawsuits than some group like the ACLU or Planned Parenthood or whatever. By the way, these Satanists, when they do these protests, don't they kind of dress up like babies with overgrown diapers, and then they use whips or something on each other, or maybe they're mock whips that they're even thrashing the pro-lifers with, but they're not real, you know, not really, you know, giving them the lash, but it's kind of a mock gesture in front of some of these clinics against the sidewalk counselors.
Yes, I've seen some pictures and videos. I've never actually been where they've protested myself, but the pictures and videos I've seen are just very, very disturbing, and I think that's what they mean to be, intimidate the pro-lifers. There's one of them basically in masks that look like, make themselves look like babies, and you know, some of the men have their shirts off and diapers on, and sometimes they're, you know, they wear chains, and they, like you said, carry whips. I think sometimes they'll argue with pro-lifers. Other times I've heard them just shouting obscenities. You know, in these videos, it's really disturbing. I think they mean it to be disturbing, and they mean it to be intimidating, probably to get the pro-lifers to leave. Fortunately, that hasn't seemed to deter pro-lifers from standing outside and really witnessing for life. And Boy. Their lawsuits aren't going anywhere either. So that's doubly good news. But it's still disturbing that they're out there, and people need to be aware that this is happening, and they're not going away.
It's so fitting, too, that those who are so pro-abortion are, you know, Satanists. I mean, it's almost like, okay, the mask is off. This is what we're really talking about here. As opposed to, there are some people in some of the mainline denominations where they're pro-abortion, but they couch it all in respectable language, etc. All right, let's shift gears and talk a little bit about some of the states. Recently, New York comes to mind, Virginia comes to mind, even New Mexico, where there are abortions even up to birth, or at least the attempt to make that so. Why don't you give us an update? We could talk about those three specific states, if you would, New York, Virginia, New Mexico.
Okay, sure. Well, there's, you know, good news, bad news, and with the New York law, it has become law. I think a lot of people realize, have heard about that in the news. It got a lot of attention. Basically, what New York did, they've been trying to do this for the past decade, but only recently have had enough votes to pass it. They passed a law basically saying that abortions are legal for just about any reason up to birth in New York. Now, the law does say that abortions are illegal after viability, except for health reasons. And so the abortion activists have been saying, no, this isn't true. It doesn't legalize abortion up to birth. The problem is that health exception in the law, because the Supreme Court, in their abortion cases, have said that the term health can basically mean any reason, any very loosely defined health reason that the woman might not want, you know, to carry her child, whether it's, physical or emotional or even financial health. If the woman is struggling, that it qualifies under New York law for an abortion for any reason, for up to birth. So it really is a very wide expansion in a state that already has very extreme pro-abortion laws. So that is in New York. It's getting a lot of backlash, which is great. I know there are some, there are pro-life efforts, to get the information out to pregnant women in New York that, you know, even though this law is out there, that, you know, there's resources to help them choose life for their babies. So there's a lot of good things happening to counteract this law. But it is there and it is disturbing. You've mentioned about Virginia. Mm-hmm. Virginia's bill was equally disturbing. It was even more blatantly abortion up to birth for any reason than the New York law. It just said no exceptions whatsoever. Abortion's legal up to birth, basically. Wow. There was a lot of backlash about that law bill as well. And fortunately, in Virginia, that bill did not make it out of committee. So there is good news there. That it looks like that's not going anywhere, at least this year in Virginia. There's always a chance of things being resurrected or new bills being introduced. But in Virginia, at least for now, we've won a battle.
Yeah, and there the governor, who is the same man apparently who had that embarrassing yearbook with a black face, and he was standing next to a KKK robed guy or whatever. It's awful. And by the way, this is a yearbook from when he was in medical college, not a yearbook from high school or grade school or something like that. So he's got his own problems. But anyway, he's on tape actually saying that, if the mother, after the baby's born, if the mother and the doctor feel that this is not a wanted child, then they should go ahead and, you know, be able to let it die. That's basically what he's saying. So it's abortion after the fact, if you will.
Yeah, basically infanticide. It's really sickening. But that's at the point where we are right now in America, where we have Democratic politicians, high level politicians, basically saying it's okay to let a newborn baby die if the mother doesn't think that its life is worth living. That's where we have come. It's basically modern day eugenics.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, if a baby might be disabled and they think it might, you know, might suffer or whatever, that it's okay to just let that baby die. Or before, you know, before birth, it's okay to kill that baby in a violent, gruesome, horrible way, which is how abortions work. So really disturbing what the governor of Virginia said, but he's still in office.
Right.
He's refused to resign. So
well, and frankly, but frankly, there's a lot more negative backlash from the blackface issue as opposed to the infanticide issue, unfortunately. Let's switch gears to talk about any other states you want to mention in terms of some of the pro-abortion type laws. Did New Mexico pass a law similar to New York's?
It has not gone through completely in New Mexico yet, so there's still time for people to be reaching out to state lawmakers there. There's still time to protest. In New Mexico, it does look like it will pass, unfortunately, if there isn't a huge outcry. But there are other bills recently proposed in Vermont, in Massachusetts, in Rhode Island as well, that are very similar
to New York,
you know, allowing late-term abortion, similar to New York. And so there is some hope, I'm thinking, with Rhode Island, it seems. There's a lot of people really protesting. We'll see where it goes. But a lot of New England states, it seems, are trying to push this. So we need to, as pro-lifers, be speaking out, really speaking out, and contacting our legislators, writing letters to the editor, you know, just talking with friends and family.
And it shows you how much, elections matter, elections count. Okay, we have just a couple minutes remaining. What are your thoughts on the recent Supreme Court decision related to a law out of Louisiana and that John Roberts voted with the bad guys in terms of the abortion issue, certainly, 5-4? Your thoughts?
Yeah, it was a very disappointing decision from the Chief Justice, John Roberts, basically blocking a Louisiana law that would have, if gone into effect, would have probably closed a couple of abortion clinics. The law required some pretty basic, the abortion facilities to meet some pretty basic medical standards, which is their abortion doctors having hospital admitting privileges. So basically what these laws do are if there is a patient who is experiencing emergency complications, maybe her life is in danger, there's a botched abortion, the doctor, the abortionist, can take her to a hospital and treat her there, a local hospital, rather than passing her off to someone else, rather than, not sending medical records with her, things like that. It's for emergency situations, really. It's supposed to be, pro-life, to protect the woman as well as her child. But the Supreme Court blocked the state temporarily enforcing this law. So it's not a complete reversal or overturning of the law. But it was disappointing to see Chief Justice Roberts, who was supposed to be a conservative justice, side with the liberals on this matter.
He is sometimes conservative, so it's hard to read him in that sense. I don't know. All right, we have 20 seconds left. Why don't you give us a closing thought? I'm pro-life right
sure.
now.
Sure. Just we see a lot of disturbing things happening in our country right now, with New York and New Mexico and Virginia, but we're also seeing a lot of good bills popping up, bills to ban abortions in a lot of Midwestern states and Southern states. We're seeing a lot here at Life News. Our readership, we're getting so many new followers and so many people reading. Mm-hmm. I think that people's passion is growing and people are starting to wake up and I think realize just how bad it's getting. And so there are lawmakers that are taking action. There are people in their communities taking action because they realize the plight of the unborn, and they realize just how radical some lawmakers are in pushing abortion on demand. So I just tell people not to give up hope.
Okay.
To keep, you know, hoping and praying.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. Micaiah Bilger, lifenews.com, for more information. Thank you, Micaiah.
Thank you.